The members of the International Fact-Finding Mission say the settlements are established and developed for the exclusive benefit of Israelis and maintained and advanced through a system of total segregation. French judge Christine Chanet, chairperson of the three-person mission, describes them as a kind of creeping annexation of Palestinian land. She says transferring civilians in an occupied territory is prohibited under the Geneva Convention.
To maintain such a system of segregation, you need strict police and army control. It means a lot of checkpoints. It means a violation of the freedom of movement, no access to natural resources, demolition of houses, and sometimes destroying even the trees.
The International Fact-Finding Mission was appointed last June by the UN Human Rights Council. It heard from academics, lawyers, diplomats, officials, victims, and NGOs, including from Israeli civil society. Judge Chanet, the chairperson, says they carefully analyzed and cross-checked the information received. Because the Israeli authorities did not respond to its letters, the mission could not enter the country and thus worked from Jordan. Asma Jahangir is a leading human rights lawyer from Pakistan.
And looking at the facts, we have given the finding and the conclusions, which say, number one, that the violations that have been carried out seriously impinge upon the self-determination of the Palestinian people. Number two, we are very concerned about the fact that the rights of the child in the Palestinian territory have been violated time and again. Number three, what is that it is an offense under international law. How that is going to play out, its implementation, is something for the international institutions to take up and decide in the parameter of their jurisdiction and their procedures and legislation.
The three lawyers call on Israel to cease activities related to the settlements and to ensure justice for all victims. Their report will be formally presented to the UN Human Rights Council in Geneva in March. Deanne Penn, United Nations.